Yeah, the and a good carryman besides. He was a giant. On this side of the pond, I could compare him to Foster Hewitt, who was the voice of Hockey Night in Canada for years and years and years. Half the entire country of Canada would tune in. KMOX, the 50,000-watt radio station in St. Louis, broadcast St. Louis Cardinal games all over the South. And so everybody in a two or three generations of American baseball fans from south of Chicago and east of the Mississippi River all became Cardinals fans. That's the kind of thing Mihal was. I mean, he was so closely identified with the sport that it almost seemed strange to be going on without him.
Yeah, like there's an indelible link there in people's minds with GAA radio commentary with Michal, a man from Kerry, particularly even not strangely, but given the man's amazing talent. But his association with hurling is in particular for people. It's like you said, it's generational because of that 60 years of work he did.
And hurling is a very hard play-by-play to do.
Yeah.
It's very similar to ice hockey. It takes a lot to be able to keep up with the action. And he was a genius at it. Not that Kerry has a proud hurling tradition or anything,
Yeah.
but no, I mean it was a real gift that he had that he could put you in the stadium. If you were listening to him on the radio,
Yeah. Yeah.
you
And
know,
also,
not only could he keep up with the action, but he could keep up with the emotion surrounding it.
yeah. And he always seemed to be able to, I suppose, turn every game into an epic. A lot of people are saying here, whether it was an epic or not, but most hurling games are dramatic, thankfully. But at the same time, he was able to turn them into almost epic sagas. I always kind of knew what the right thing to say at the right time to color in the picture when the play wasn't happening or when some other story had to be told.
Yeah, well, that was what I meant by his being able not only to keep up with the action but to keep up with the emotion,
Yeah.
in Croker or wherever. He would put you there. He would, you know, you would sit in your you would sit, you know, by the fire or whatever and listen to the radio broadcast, and you were there. I mean, you were, you know, sitting in the stands watching the action because he was able to bring you there.
How important, Charles, do you think he was, and that link is with the diaspora and with people who were abroad in America, in Canada, in Australia, and they're trying to stay in touch with the games at home?
Oh, I'm sure he was. I mean, a lot of people I know who follow GAA do so on the GAA Go
Yeah.
app now. So, you know, very few of them listen to the games on the radio. But I, when I, you know, when I, when, you know, sometimes I can't afford the prices to stream the games on GAA Go. I was always listening to the radio, to the RTA radio, and you know, I felt like I was there. I felt like, he brought me in, and I know that he's been very, very important to active GAA clubs around the world. You know, in New York or Canada, or my favorite GAA club, the one in Uganda, which
Yeah.
I think is a wonderful story.
Yeah. Amazing. And he put so much time as well of his own time when he was working, but also after into, supporting GAA clubs and helping people out. And that's he's a real people person.
Yeah, and it's I mean it's you know it's a sport that needs support. I mean it you know I mean I don't know I don't really know I'm not close enough to know what the financial and et cetera situation is for GAA, but I do know that it needs all the help it can get to, appeal to the next generations and so
Yeah,
forth.
certainly does. Charles, listen, just on a separate issue, you're in the center of it. You blog on politics all the time. By the time this goes out, so the debate will have happened. But What's the state of play in Trump versus Biden and the U.S. election?
The state of play is I wish my grandmother had never gotten on the boat. it's bizarre. I mean, you've got one guy who's running for president because he wants to be president. You got another guy who's running for president because he wants to throw all his enemies in jail and get rich and stay out of prison himself. So to pretend like this is a normal election is just bizarre. I think come November, enough people in this country will have sobered up enough to reelect the current president, but it's going to be a terribly wild and awful ride until then.
Yeah. And look, the polls at the moment are calling the race tied. I know there's a lot of debates about polling and the role it plays itself and people's attitudes towards a race and whether they'll vote or not. But there's battleground states to be talked about, other issues there. So it's going to be a bit of a roller coaster, I suppose, Charles.
Good Lord. And some of the polling data is just bizarre. I mean, there's absolutely no way that Donald Trump is going to get 25% of the African-American vote. That isn't going to happen. Any poll that shows you that is, you know, either wishful thinking or just really bad at their jobs.
Yeah, yeah. Are we going to see from Donald Trump between now and November a ramping up of the rhetoric, a ramping up of the this claim that Joe Biden isn't really in control of his own vital functions, that he's asleep, he's falling over, he's like, you know, all those sort of allegations being made that he's being held up by his aides and he shouldn't even be running?
Well, I mean, this is from a guy who couldn't remember his own White House physician's name like a week ago, and who, if you watch any of his rallies, will talk about battery powered warships and sharks and you know, other, you know, flights of madness. So, I mean, you'll hear it, but you have to remember it's coming from a guy who's, you know, pretty clearly off the trolley himself. So, you know, a gigantic grain of salt on all that stuff.
Yeah. So we just have to strap in, Charles. Is that it?
You do. And, you know, say a prayer for those of us on this side of the pond, because we might be your neighbors very soon.
Well, Charles, look, thanks a million for taking the time to talk to me this afternoon and give us your take.
Oh, it's great. And let's do some serious damage to Derry on Sunday.
Yes, fingers crossed. That's the other big matter that's facing us. Thanks, Charles. See you later.
All right, bye-bye now.